Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory Coppola's here, the author of the new book, Noble State, In Praise of Monarchy. Well, Gregory has a monarch, the King of Australia, the King of Canada, the King of New Zealand, the King of Great Britain is Charles III. He's had a busy week. Sadiq Khan is the now re-elected mayor of London. Nobody's happy with him, but then again, nobody's happy in Britain these days much with the government laying on new taxes. But the king's been busy. He knighted Sadiq Khan. Is that a good idea?
Well, I think he did it at the recommendation of the prime minister. So essentially, this was the government's decision. However, I think the result may be slightly different from that intended by Keir Starmer, the prime minister, because Sadiq Khan arrived at Buckingham Palace this week and knelt before the king. And Sir Sadiq was in full mourning suit, so he really showed respect to the sovereign, and he was dubbed by the sword as a knight bachelor. Now, knight bachelor knighthood is, in a sense, a junior knighthood because it's not one of the orders of chivalry, but it is nonetheless a distinguished knighthood, which has been given for many hundreds of years and generally the one given by the sovereign, the sovereign's touch. So Sadiq was immensely happy with this and said that his mother was just chuffed beyond belief at him being knighted. So I think Sir Sadiq may start to rise to the occasion. He's always been a rabid left populist, catering to the Labour voters of Greater London. And now I think he is happily moving into becoming part of the establishment. So I think that's very positive for London and for Sir Sadiq himself, who fully identifies at this stage as a British person and not an immigrant of the origins. So that itself is a positive step. And it was clear that the king was very comfortable with Sir Sadiq at the ceremony of knighthood. So that's very positive. But also this week, the king made it clear that he was not going to move his home back into Buckingham Palace after the current round of renovations are completed. He will still, that Buckingham Palace, the big houses, it's called in the royal family, that will still be used for, of course, symbolic reasons and state functions and the like. But King Charles will keep his home at Clarence House, which is literally diagonally across the road, a beautiful old building within the overall complex there. And he's set up his office, basically, in the room in which he was born 76 years ago. So it's very comforting for him there, and he feels comfortable there. And the Crown Prince, or the Prince of Wales, Prince William, has also made it clear that Buckingham Palace is great for ceremonial and symbolic purposes, but not ideal as a family home. So this is a major shift. It's part of the, if you like, the humanizing and modernizing of the royal family without diminishing its tribute to the symbolism, which brings in, of course, vast revenues in tourism for the United Kingdom every year. But it also is important to have these symbolic references to ensure the tranquility of the realm. Yeah, in other words, this great historical depth which the Crown gives to the United Kingdom and its realms like Canada, Australia, New Zealand and the like. So this is a significant move for the king to have actually made that decision and put Buckingham Palace in light of being an asset for the people.
It might be reductionist of me, but it also saves a lot on the heating bill, Gregory. That's quite it's quite a pile of heat. And I note that the king already shut down the swimming pool, I believe, to save money. So he's penny pinching.
Well, he has always been very frugal, and in fact, his diet and everything. I mean, he avoids, you know, large banquets and the like. He's not like someone like King Edward VII, who was famous for his eating, right, and his trenchant habits.
No, I've heard that the king, when he starts a dessert, if he doesn't finish it, he keeps it for days in the refrigerator. There's something obsessive about him, but kingships is an obsessive occupation. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, also the new book, Noble State, is in praise of monarchy. Why monarchy? What does it do? It brings together nations that are divided by partisanship. If that sounds like something we could use here, you're right, we could. But we do not have a king because of unhappy conversations that happened in the 18th century. There's nothing to be done. If they'd made Benjamin Franklin a baron as opposed to humiliating him, we still might be part of the Commonwealth.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats. But sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.